From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. British Prime Minister Tony Blair introduced new proposals today to crack down on extremism. Blair wants to strengthen the government's power to deport foreign nationals accused of inciting violence. Some of the proposals will require new legislation, as well as the amendment of existing laws. NPR's Ivan Watson reports from London.
Barely 4 weeks after four British suicide bombers launched the worst attacks against Britain since World War II, Blair talked tough. At a press conference, he announced that those preaching religious extremism would no longer be tolerated here.
The rules of the game have changed. We welcome people here who are peaceful and law-abiding. People who want to be British citizens should share our values and our way of life. But if you come to our country from abroad, don't meddle in extremism. Because if you meddle in it or get engaged in it, you're going to go back out again.
Blair's plan calls for strengthening the government's power to deport foreigners who incite violence. He wants to make the glorification of terrorism a criminal offense. He called for a ban on two radical Islamist groups based in Britain. In the future, Blair said individuals actively involved with certain websites, bookshops, and organizations of concern could be expelled from the country. In addition to strengthening border controls and speeding up the extradition of terrorism suspects, Blair also wants to expand existing government powers to strip citizenship from British passport holders who act against the national interest. Blair says some of these proposed measures will require new legislation, and he said he's prepared to face considerable domestic opposition.
And I am prepared for that, those battles in the months ahead. But I am also absolutely and completely determined to make sure that this happens.
Within hours, the opposition Liberal Democrats criticized the proposed measures, saying they would inflame tensions and alienate people. These warnings were echoed at the conservative-leaning editorial page of The Economist. Editor Edward Carr said the proposed emergency laws could end up helping the very people Blair is trying to outlaw.
By making them illegal, you're making them seem more potent and more valid than they really are. And the second thing you do when you make speech illegal is that you put back the debate within Islam about how it should be reformed.
One of the two groups Blair wants to ban is Hizb ut-Tahrir, which calls for the peaceful overthrow of Middle Eastern governments to reestablish an Islamic caliphate. Hizb ut-Tahrir spokesman Imran Wahid said he would fight Blair's ban in court.
We have been for over 50 years a non-violent political organization, and this strikes me really as the fanaticism of the government in stifling legitimate political expression within the Muslim community.
Blair defended his position, saying it targeted fringe extremists and not Britain's mainstream Muslim community. The new proposed deportation measures may conflict with the European Convention for Human Rights, which prohibits Britain from sending asylum seekers back to a country where they may be tortured or executed. Today, London's police commissioner, Sir Ian Blair, said times had changed in the wake of the July 7th attacks.
One of the difficulties has been this issue about how can you deport people to places where they might face oppression. Well, I think that the public mood has shifted a bit on that and said, well, I'm sorry, but this is England or Britain, and we don't want this kind of fermenting of terror to go on.
Prime Minister Blair says he's negotiating guarantees with countries including Lebanon, Algeria, and Jordan to ensure the humane treatment of future deportees. Ivan Watson, NPR News, London.